In the 2015 biosecurity bill passed through the upper house of New South Wales Parliament last night. It gives officers from the Department of Primary Industries significantly more power to manage perceived threats to pests, disease and contaminants in the agriculture industry. All it needs now is to be introduced is approval from the lower house, but it's drawing mixed reactions from the community. The Wire's Lucy Robinson reports.
The stated aim of the 2015 biosecurity bill is to target the spread of pests, diseases and contaminants that threaten the agriculture industry. It's been largely welcomed by farmers who say it's a positive tool to protect their industry. The Wire spoke to President of New South Wales Farmers, Derek Cheon.
We welcome this bill with open arms. It's something that we've worked on together with the government, and it's great to see that there's bipartisan support for this bill, and it just gives more assurity to farmers in their workplace.
How will this bill help New South Wales farmers manage threats to biosecurity?
This bill basically shares the responsibility on all participants in the biosecurity risk arena, and it means that people will be made aware of their responsibilities. It can come down to something like utility providers being made aware that they are a potential spreader of the risk, and when they move from property to property, that they have to make sure that they are not one of the reasons that you can have a biosecurity incursion, whether it is a animal disease or whether it is weeds into cropping areas.
President of New South Wales Farmers, Derek Cheon. Not everyone shares Derek's positive view. Animal rights organisations are concerned the bill has the potential to silence activists who are trying to expose animal cruelty. Linda Stoner, CEO of Animal Liberation New South Wales, says she's worried it gives officers under the Department of Primary Industries too much power.
They will be permitted to use force to enter our office without a warrant on a suspicion of wrongdoing. And fines for individual activists will be in the vicinity of $1 million and or 3 years jail. And fines for organisations will be in the vicinity of $2 million.
Linda says she's not opposed to the bill altogether, but feels animal rights activists are being unfairly targeted by its laws.
Some of this bill obviously is intended to do good work, to protect aspects of agribusiness. But parts of the bill that are directly aimed at animal rights activists are just a furphy. Animal rights activists in this country, at least, were a very peaceful group of people, and we always wear biosecurity suits into these places anyway. And when you go into an intensive piggery or an intensive battery farm or broiler shed, very often you'll find the place is just filthy. There's been animal rights activists, ironically, who have brought biosecurity issues to the front and taken this to officialdom because we've found disease. So far from being the people who are bringing in biosecurity hazards, we're highlighting the hazards.
Linda says as well as making it harder to record animal cruelty, the bill will restrict distribution of this material.
The media will be constrained by what they can show now. We can't give them this footage without them knowing where it came from. Evidence is gathered by animal rights activists doesn't happen overnight. You have to show systemic cruelty, and sometimes that can take 2 weeks. And under this new bill, you have to produce the evidence in 24 hours.
Linda Stoner, CEO of Aboriginal Liberation New South Wales, ending that report by The Wire's Lucy Robinson.